About to cover a ton here with a special midweek pod. Scottie Pippen asking him about his relationship with Michael after The Last Dance. Full disclosure, that was a topic that was not supposed to be covered in this interview, so we did not go in depth on The Last Dance, but I do ask him about his relationship with MJ. Scottie working with Michelob Ultra, and I'm just thinking back to when Pip got named to the Dream Team in 92. I was a little bit surprised. Like, whoa, Pip's on the Dream Team. He's right there with Karl Malone and Clyde Drexler and Magic and Michael, and he's on that level. It was a stamping of where he was at the time. And then I would have the conversations, you know, who would I rather have, Scottie or Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley's sweet, but Pip does it on both ends of the court. It literally makes everyone around him better. Sure, I'd rather give the ball to Charles if I need a basket, but everything else, it's Pippen. And then you think, well, who's better, Scottie or Dr. J? I don't know. Pippen was such a unique player, did so many things. And when Michael went away to play baseball in 94, he should have been the MVP of the league. So he really just had an absolutely phenomenal career. This one question that I did leave off there, which kind of bothers me, but he had three Game 7 losses, the migraine against Detroit, Game 7 against the Knicks, and then Game 7 in 2000 against the Blazers. Against the Lakers with Portland. So imagine, look, that's seven titles. I think he should have had, I don't know. Michael doesn't go away. The guy wins, maybe wins 10. He would have won in 99, too. I'm not going to go down that road. Don't want to do it. Without further ado, here is Scottie Pippen.
So let's start at the top here with some Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the NBA, ultracourtside.com. Is Pip enjoying himself a little Michelob Ultra, getting ready for these games to start going?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it, man. We are all ready for the games to get started.
Let's dive into, I guess we'll start with Milwaukee. Do you think that Giannis has enough offensive versatility to win a title at right now? Do you think he has that in his game this year?
No, not yet. I don't think so. But I haven't seen him for a while. And from what I hear, he's been working on his jump shot, but I don't think so. I just, you know, in terms of where they left off, I don't think he's really got it there yet. You know, when you talk about winning a title, when you talk about playing in the NBA Finals, when you talk about making big shots with seconds on the clock, and being able to take those shots with confidence, I just don't see him being ready right now for that. I know that, you know, he's made some great strides, and, you know, he is still one of the top players in the game, but in terms of his outside play, he's not ready to carry his team to a title.
It's interesting because I wonder, is it just that he's got to be able to shoot the ball better? Because, I mean, he does everything else, but is also you kind of want him shooting jump shots if you're playing against him, right?
Yes, you definitely want him shooting jump shots. I mean, when I look back at where they were last year, and how we were all thinking, like, wow, they're on their way to the finals. And then they run into the Toronto Raptors. I think they win the first game, and Toronto went on to win the next four, or however it panned out. But they really exposed Giannis to his weakness. And that's what teams do when they get you in a series. They're going to expose you. And they're going to do that again to him this year.
Who do you like in the West, Pip?
I did like the Clippers. So you're probably going to hear me saying it was the Clippers. But I think with this short season, with this pandemic kicking in, I got to go with the Lakers. I got to go with LeBron's ability to pull a team together and the impact that he can make with them in such a short period of time. I think his leadership, everything plays such a huge role right now going forward that I think like LeBron's value of what he brings to the game is going to be as big as ever right now.
Who would have been a tougher cover for you? LeBron in his prime going up against prime Pip or KD?
Oof. I'll probably, wow. Wow. Ah, man, that's a, I'll flip that coin and hope it don't come down.
I mean, I feel like you'd give LeBron the J though, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I would give him the J, but his J ain't broke. It ain't broke. It's just, it ain't KD-ish, but it ain't broke. But LeBron got a lot more physicality and power that he beats you up with, which is a lot different than the style that a Kevin Durant play, who's going to beat you with more his range and his length. You know, it's just ability to shoot the ball over people. So both of them are a tough guard. They're both great. I mean, LeBron in his prime. KD is just now cracking into his prime. That's the crazy part about it. Yeah. He got two finals MVP, a league MVP, and to me, he really ain't even hit his prime. He's just starting to get into it.
I'm wondering how you think your Bulls team does against the KD Warriors, because you'd be matched up with KD, and I'm not sure who Michael guards. Maybe he's covering Steph when he covers half court, but you got to deal with Klay too.
Yeah, I'll probably put Michael on somebody like Klay. Ron Harper on Steph. I think we would do fine against that team. We would definitely do some unusual stuff, but I think Dennis Rodman would be huge. Like, I don't see AC Green, I mean, Draymond Green being able to do anything with Dennis Rodman. Like, he would be almost a guard of going against Dennis.
I've had a bunch of your Bulls teammates on, and I've had the argument, like, which was a better team, the 96 version or the 91 version? And, I mean, 91 Pip, I mean, that dude was straight nasty. 91 MJ, I mean, you guys were flying around. And I don't know if Horace gets enough love. I mean, Dennis was great, but, you know, Horace could do a lot of things too. Like, which three-peat do you think was better?
Well, I would say the first one. We were younger. We were more athletic. It was a lot more fun. We were just more youthful. Just, you know, we sort of had that kind of chip on our shoulder. But I take nothing away from winning, you know, the second three-peat. I think we were all going into our prime. I feel like I was. But I felt like we were much more smarter from a mature standpoint, that we played the game better from our shoulders up. Whereas I felt like our early championships, we were much better from our shoulders down.
Yeah, makes sense. When you got named to the Dream Team in 92, I was like, whoa, Pip's getting his recognition here. I mean, this is awesome. And now I'm looking at the top 50 list, and Scottie Pippen, all time, history of the NBA, is listed at like number 22. If somebody told Pip at Central Arkansas, hey man, in 2020, you'll be the 22nd greatest player in the history of the league. I mean, that's some big time stuff right there, Pip.
Yeah, it is, but I'm going to say this. I appreciate the honor, the accolades, but when I look at the game of basketball, I don't like ranking players. I don't like ranking myself, because basketball is a team game, and we all bring a different value. Had I played for another team, I would have probably done something different. I wouldn't have been as valuable had I played with a guy like Michael and Dominique. I would have figured out another way to be important on the basketball court. So to say that, it's like, I appreciate the accolades and all that, but when I look at a lot of the guys that I played against and that I've competed against in my career, there's a lot of guys that are deserving to be in that top 20, 25.
It's a tight list. There's no doubt. And I appreciate the humility. Last one. I know we're up against the clock here. People want to know that you and Mike are going to be friends for life here, Scotty. Have you spoken with MJ at all? How's your relationship with him?
Yeah, my relationship with Mike is great. As great as ever. You know, it's nothing changed. This documentary has not changed our relationship. We will be friends forever.
There's no MJ without Scotty. He said it loud and clear. And you know, I mean, you guys would have been great by yourselves, but you were even better together. That's how I see it.
Well, we both play the team game, so we understand the value of teammates.
Pip, I appreciate the time. Last real 10-second one. Is there an asterisk to this title this year because of the pandemic or no?
I'm going to say yes. It's got to be. If you're going to put an asterisk on the other 50-game season, then you have to look at this one and pretty much say the same. But, hey, a title is a title. I would have taken that title in 99. I would have taken a nice four-peat. I don't care if they would have put an asterisk beside it.
We needed Charles to work a little bit harder.
You're right. You know that.
Pip, be well. I appreciate the time. Yeah, and we'll give the love on Ultra. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.